with me is Peter. Hi.
And hi, hi.
And you're also studying artificial intelligence.
Yes, this is my first semester at Johannes Kepler University, and it's been going great. I've been doing well, and since it's a new program, it's quite new to also to the teachers and to the students. But I feel like for people who want to do programming and mathematics combined, it's great. It's a great field of study, and honestly, I would recommend it for everyone who's into both mathematics and programming, because and not only because I like it, but also because it's easy to get into, and also you learn a lot of things. You get to know how to learn mathematics, because it's not only like a subject, it's also like a skill set that you need to learn to be able to good at the subjects.
Yeah, you just told me that the LISA, our school, and also Johannes Kepler University is underrated. What do you mean with that?
Yeah, I feel like many people just pass by the university every single day who go to LISA, or they just see it a few times and they don't really think about it as an option when it comes to high level of education. But I feel like it's got pretty much everything when it comes to university. It's got a great campus. It's got support for students, and yeah, I don't think there's a lot of things missing. They got a science park for students who want to do research, and that's something that not all the universities have. So if someone wants to study programming or anything that has to do with science, I would consider JKU.
That's interesting, yeah. And another thing that you mentioned is that the artificial intelligence, which you're also studying, there are several students who already study that, but you said it's actually a very good, you're quite happy with the university study, which surprised me, because normally in universities you always hear that it's so difficult, the study conditions are bad, but actually you're now the fourth person who says it's pretty good here.
I would say it's good because we were well prepared at LISA for university. It's not like a usual high school program that you do there, so we were sort of prepared for this mindset of studying every day, and it really comes in handy, because at university you cannot just pretend that you know everything. You really have to study hard, and I think that AI is good for improving many skills, not only mathematics but also programming. You learn about rules regarding robots, and since artificial intelligence is a hot topic right now, I would really recommend it for people who want to not only to get rich but also want to deepen their knowledge in this field, because it really is. I can only recommend it.
And of course you knew that this final question has to come, but what recommendation would you give now LISA students who are in grade 7 or grade 8? Is there any recommendation now that you have completed the school, looking back a few months?
Well, okay, first of all, passing the IB is not difficult. Getting a good grade, it takes effort, and I feel like almost everyone in the eighth grade right now could pass with ease. It really takes like a minimum level of effort, but they can do better, and they should do better. So I wish them the best, and also don't stress about universities. Just try to think about as many possibilities and just try to apply there, because you never know whether you're gonna get in or not. Regarding the exams, I wish you not to stress about it, because once it's over, you're gonna feel like you're missing school, and so try to prepare for it every single day, and really just look at what you have done, and look what needs to be done still, and don't stress about it.
Thank you very much. This was very informative, and now I would like to ask you for a picture.
Oh yeah, sure.
Okay.